We rejoin our hero, the handsome Don Juan, in the kitchen where he's preparing baked Alaska for his lovely bride.
Yes, yes, the way to a woman's heart is through her stomach.
But what's this? Don's handling the food without first washing his hands. Isn't he worried about passing on cold germs and other nasty bacteria to the lovely Delilah?
Oh, cut the melodrama. I'm not poisoning anyone. You see, ordinary soap and water dry my hands, so I've switched to a hand sanitizer. A hand sanitizer contains alcohol, which kills the germs and then evaporates on contact. And it also contains soothing emollients to counter the alcohol's drying effect.
Not so fast, Don. Sure, hand sanitizers kill the germs on your hands, including the resident bacteria that live there and the transient illness-causing bacteria you pick up off doorknobs. But unless you rinse them off in water, the dirt on your hands isn't affected. It's like sanitizing dishes without first rinsing them off.
Surely you jest.
What's more, as the alcohol evaporates, it strips your hands of their protective oils and pulls up resident bacteria that live in the deeper layers of your skin, so you may end up with more germs on the surface of your hands than you started with.
Oh no, so what's a leading man to do?
Rinse, rinse, and rinse some more. While hand sanitizers offer a quick fix, they work best in conjunction with soap and water. Speaking of soap, this one's out of time.
This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Chancellor and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's home since 1979.
Today's program was prepared by Danit Brown, with help from John Foley in the Medical Sciences Program. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.